I'm a sucker for Mike and Gia. Hits 105.9.
And this was our 200th show together.
200, the big 200.
Oh, can you believe we've been doing these podcasts, we've been doing all of our comps 200 times now.
And we last year were playing Alpha Bucks like twice a day every day. So imagine how many times we've played Alpha Bucks together.
I would say double.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, getting crazy, right?
Well, I mean, two times a day and we've played it. Yeah, for the double would make it sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Maths is not my forte.
Clearly not.
But you know what? It is Kim's forte playing Alpha Bucks because we gave away the $500 this morning.
She absolutely nailed it. If you've been playing Alpha Bucks and you want to see how it's done, bang on. Listen to how Kim does it in the catch-up. She nails it.
Yeah, she must be pretty competitive, I reckon, Kim.
She strikes me as that kind of person, yeah.
Yeah. Do you reckon I could take her?
Why do you... Yeah, you're competitive.
I like
Hello.
To compete with people.
Clearly.
And this morning on the show, I was talking about the weird thing that I've started doing at the gym. I don't mean to do it,
you're
but I just...
You're scaring people away.
I get caught up in the adrenaline, all right?
Okay, you need to calm down, though.
Righto, Taylor Swift.
Movie analyst Shane A. Bassett joined us to talk Birds of Prey, Margot Robbie's new one.
Yeah, it looks absolutely incredible, that one. I'm very excited to see it. Even after what Shane A. has to say, this is kind of a mixed report. You can hear exactly what he says very soon. But we also had a bit of a fun this morning over something that's not so fun. Businesses going into voluntary administration.
Oh, no, that's not great. But the thing is, that's not a death nail.
That's a
chance for them to rebuild.
That's exactly right. And the game that we played was getting Mike to try to guess the ones that were put into voluntary administration, but then have sort of bounced back going.
Yeah, a lot of them, because a lot of them have, unfortunately, gone into voluntary admission.
Well, that's the thing. And then, we forget that they even existed to begin with because their stores are so few and far between.
I remember, now this is a little bit off topic, but Daryl Lee, you know, the confectionery brand?
Does that still exist?
It does, because they used to have storefronts. There was a huge one in Adelaide.
Everywhere.
And then they closed them all down, but you can buy Daryl Lee in supermarkets and stuff still. So.
Well, that's the thing. So the shop fronts might be shutting down, but the brand itself was still going.
Yeah, still alive.
Yeah.
So that's all good.
But no, that was a bit of fun this morning.
What shouldn't be alive are some fashion trends. That I would like to see banned in 2020.
Yeah, we did put it out there for people of Orange and the Central West to tell us which trends they think should be banned. And I feel personally attacked by that segment.
A lot of people went after you. I feel like I started it, but a lot of people then followed suit.
Triggered.
Yeah.
Absolutely triggered.
That is all in the catch up. Thank you so much for downloading. We'll see you tomorrow.
Get up with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
Hit 105.9, you're getting up with Mike and Gia thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Orange at 6:40.
And just before, we put the call out for anyone driving a BMW or an Audi to give us a call on 13 12 16.
Yeah.
And I'm not so surprised to say that nobody called because a new study has come out that claims people who drive BMWs and Audis specifically are likely to be rude.
Oh, so they're really just steering into their own, yeah.
Yep, pretty much. So a Finnish professor from the University of Helsinki's Swedish School of Social Science surveyed 2,000 car owners and they were asked what type of car they drive, how much they earn, but then also asked questions like, were they open to new ideas and opinions? Are they conscientious, extroverted, agreeable?
Right.
And based on the results of those, he came to find that Audi and BMW drivers in particular are more likely to ignore traffic rules and cause frictions on the road, as well as being more argumentative, stubborn, and showing a lack of empathy.
Wow.
I know.
Are they the worst?
Well, it sounds like they just about are. Yeah. How funny is that? That they do a study that not only reveals how many people are driving the cars out there, but it also reveals that the people driving those cars specifically are just not the nicest.
Well, funnily, because, look... Unfortunately, sometimes I spend a bit of time sitting on the YouTube page, Dash Cams of Australia.
Oh, yeah.
And I should really take a little bit more note and start to count the number of Audis or BMWs that are in there because I have a feeling, just
I'm assuming, from what I've seen, I think there was a high number of BMWs or Audis in there. It might actually be legit, that.
Well, maybe you should have a look at that. But, I mean, if there is anyone listening that didn't call through and is a driver of one of those cars, you do have the opportunity to...
Plead your case.
You have a right of reply if you would like to call in on 13, 12, 16, because they're pretty bold claims that if you drive an Audi or BMW, you're argumentative, stubborn, show a lack of empathy, and are a crap driver. I'm just glad I'm rocking around in a Maserati, right? Mm. Like, our little Corolla and Mazda, what would that say about us, do you reckon?
I think that we're quite middle of the road. We're quite non-special. like,
excuse me, mine even has a name. It's Maserati. If that's special... It's special.
Okay.
It's also hail damage.
Yes.
Maybe that says something about my personality.
Well,
lazy, can't be stuffed.
You can't be bothered to get
poor.
That fixed. But yes, if you do drive a BMW or an Audi, 13, 12, 16, plead your case. Would you agree with that, or would you want to defend yourself?
Or maybe if you have witnessed a BMW or an Audi on the roads and can attest to these facts, also give us a call, 13, 12, 16.
You're getting up with Mike and Gia on Hit 105.9, 649.
Have you ever bought anything off of, like, Facebook?
No. No, I haven't, actually.
Yeah, you know how they have, like, the marketplace and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm always a bit on edge. Like, when it comes to, like, Gumtree and things like that, I always am a bit hesitant when it comes to buying things on those kind of sites.
Well, I mean, it depends on what you're buying. Like, for example, I know, like, a lot of my friends have, like, furnished houses, like, based off of Gumtree and Facebook Marketplace. Things like bedside tables and...
They've done their whole house
and
from Facebook.
Coffee tables and stuff that, like, are pretty... Like, even if it breaks, who cares?
Okay. What are your thoughts on me buying a bed off of Spread the Word Orange?
A bed?
A bed, yeah. I'm sort of in the market for a new bed. It's not, like, super dire, bed frame is cracked and the mattress isn't great, so,
you
know.
You've talked about your bed before and I've said buy a bed.
Yeah, well, when I'm starting having back pain at the age of 25, I'm like, maybe the bed's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's that cracked frame coming back to bite me, but I don't know, a bed off of... a bed on Spread the Word Orange. This is why I'm asking, and I just... It's a bed.
Is it an entire thing? Is it just the mattress? Is it the frame as well?
No, it's the whole thing. It's the frame, it's the mattress, it's a really good price. But something about a bed off of Facebook seems really sus to me.
Use bed. Like, it's not like you're buying pillows. Pillows would be more gross.
I think beds are gross. You sleep on them.
True.
You sweat. Your skin particles seep into them.
Yeah, but if a person has been using a mattress protector on their bed, it lessens the chance.
Well, have a look at this picture. It looks like it's in good nick, right?
Let's have a look at the picture. First off, it's a nice... Ooh, it's a sleep maker. Ooh la la.
Right, which is why I was like, well, that's very reasonable.
Yeah. Look, I mean, it looks fine, but you can't really tell until, like, you're there and you're inspecting. Maybe, like, shine an ultraviolet light on it.
Well, where am I going to get me a bloody ultraviolet light?
I don't know. Contact a scientist. I don't know. But, like,
you think it's okay then?
From the pictures, it looks good. But we all know pictures can be, you know, they can be touched up a little. They can be made brighter, you know?
I know, but even if it looks good, there's still that idea that there might be little skin particles in it and stuff that I'm like...
Well, think about this. If you buy a bed from any furniture chain, like, people have been laying on that bed.
To test it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. But they haven't been laying in it for hours, potentially nude, sweating.
Why do you always go potentially nude?
Some people sleep in the nude.
I know some people do. Maybe ask the seller.
That's the weirdest thing ever.
It might be.
As if it's not weird enough to be buying things like that online, then you go, hey, do you sleep naked on this?
Wouldn't be the first weird question.
She replies no, and I go, well, I'm not interested.
I only want beds from people who sleep in the nude. Or what I would say is look at it, go there, look at it, and then, like, inspect it properly is my advice to you. How much is it?
It's only $250.
Oh, that's actually
Hang on. No, it's not. It's really expensive. Nobody go on to Spread the Word and find this bed. I'm going to inspect it first.
Noah Kahn, Julia Michaels, in 105.9.
Hit 105.9, you're getting up with Mike and Gia at 7.22, thanks to the Orange City Centre. Now, Gia, you've told me to swap over, so you are actually in control of the desk now.
That's right, I'm pressing all the buttons, because yesterday, you know how I brought you the news that Colette, that handbag and jewellery shop here in Australia, is actually closing down a lot of its stores.
Yes.
It is the latest in a long chain of Aussie stores to fall to voluntary administration.
Oh, so many.
So many, right? Which is why I thought, why don't we make a bit of a guessing game out of the stores that have closed down?
Oh, no. Oh, the game show music is here. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because I want to give you some clues and you're going to guess which of the Australian store it is
yeah.
that has gone into voluntary administration.
I'm trying to remember all of them. I can think of one or two off the top of my head, but that's it.
Well, you only have three questions that you need to get right here.
Right.
And I think that you have a pretty good chance at them, okay? They're pretty iconic Aussie brands that you're like, wow, how did they go under?
Yeah, right.
Some of them have closed down for good. Some of them have just closed stores. I'll give you that hint straight
off. Okay, so some are still in business.
Some are still operating in very small amounts around Australia.
Okay.
But let's start with question number one, shall we?
Hit me.
All right. This iconic denim brand slogan features their company name followed by the words fits best. So blank fits best.
Oh, Jeans West.
Jeans West. Fits best.
Ah, yes, of course.
Correct.
I do love a rhyming campaign. Sadly, it didn't work for them.
No, unfortunately, it did not. It does still have some stores open,
yeah,
but
it's
shut 37 of its 146 stores.
Ooh.
The one here in Orange is still thriving.
Go us.
Go us. Let's move on to question number two. This company was headed up by Australian makeup artist and businessman who's famously known for this catchphrase.
Not to prime is a crime.
Ooh, not to prime is a crime.
Mm.
Oh, God, I have no idea what that would be.
Well, you don't make makeup, do you?
No, I don't. I'm comfortable in my own skin.
So am I. Sometimes we just need to jazz ourselves up just a touch.
It's a prime.
Three.
I don't think MAC closed any stores.
One. It is not MAC. It is Napoleon Purtis.
Had never heard of that one, if I'm being honest.
Do you not know who Napoleon Purtis is?
No idea.
It's a man that created a makeup business called Napoleon Purtis Cosmetics.
Good for him. I've never
heard of him. Not to crime is a prime. Not to crime is a prime. Okay, wow, okay. Well, actually, they were called in for voluntary administration and they've come back from it.
That's great.
Yeah,
okay, they've done good.
Okay, this one I'm sure you can get right.
So basically, voluntary administration is not the death nail.
No, it's not. It means that people come in and they take over the business side of it to try to thrive, make it thrive again, pretty much. This is the last question. I think you got this one in the bag, okay? This female fashion store...
Another female fashion store, jeez.
Yep, shared its name with a 90s pop group that featured Sophie Monk. Don't you
That is Bardot.
It is Bardot. Yes, it is. Did you know that there's also a store called Bardot?
Yes, because I thought when I was a kid, this is no one of a lie, when I was a kid, because when Bardot happened in the year 2000, I would have been seven turning eight.
Oh, when the music band.
When the music band was happening. Then the stores happened. I was like, is that a store just about Bardot?
Did Sophie Monk open a store?
Like, is that just Bardot merchandise?
No, it was women's fashion. I shopped there a bit back in the day, but not enough, obviously, because it announced 58 of its stores across Australia is shutting by March.
Yeah.
So the deadline is near.
But there's a number of stores still active.
Yes,
okay. So it's not terrible. They can fix it.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, they're trying to anyway, and that's all that counts.
See, but I appreciate the Bardot clue. That was helpful for me.
That was the only one I knew that you would get, hands down.
Hey, 2 out of 3, I'm okay with that.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. That's what they say, right?
Nice. Thanks for being the game show host, Gia. You're good at that.
You are very welcome. But
new from Dua Lipa, Physical, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia, 7:41.
A pub in Scotland is taking a stand. They are sick of people and their ridiculous, new wave, modern ways of dressing. So they have really gone hard and banned certain types of clothes from their pubs.
Just certain types of clothes. So what have they banned?
They've banned what they're calling jobby catches.
Which
are also known as those, like, poo catcher track pants with the dropped crotch.
Oh, right.
And they're also banning turned up jeans with bare ankles and shoes. You know how guys love to have this no sock look at the moment?
Oh, yeah.
Very hipster kind of look. You roll up your jeans, you've got your bare ankle exposed with like a boat shoe or a leather shoe with no sock visible.
Yeah, I've never focused on a random person's ankles
before. You've never noticed this?
Not really.
So many guys are doing it. They're wearing jeans that are super short and show a good amount of ankle, or they roll them up purposely to show off their ankles.
I've seen a little bit of rolled up. I haven't noticed the no sock thing.
Okay, well, it's mostly a hipster thing.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so if you're not going places where hipsters are, that's why you haven't really noticed this trend.
Probably.
But that's why they're cracking down on these two things. They're like, we're sick of this scruffy hipster look. We don't want it in our pub. We don't need any of that. Actually, how do you do a Scottish accent?
We don't want it in our pub. No, that's Irish.
That's Scottish. Anyway, they are banning these items of clothing. They're taking a stand because they're like, you know what? No, we don't want any of this modern fashion crap that seems to be walking on in every day. It looks ridiculous and we are taking a stand.
I mean, pubs a lot of the time have dress codes anyway, whether it be, you know, you have to wear shoes and like, you know.
Yeah, like some places say no fluoro vests, or some places say no offensive slogans on your T-shirts. But to actually attack something as innocent as a rolled up jean or a bit of a baggy crotch in a track pant.
A little bit exposed ankle.
That means they're very passionate about that fashion trend and their hatred for it.
Yeah, I mean, there are fashion trends that people will hate, absolutely.
Of course. I mean, I'm not a big fan of that, like, cheeky G-string bikini look that seems to be all the rage at the moment.
You mean like at the beach?
Yeah. Like you see chicks in the swimwear that is like so small, it may as well just be a G-banger.
Right.
And you're like, why are you even bothering wearing that? Like it's dental floss.
That's a weird tan line.
And it makes no sense for people not to be allowed to go out in public in a G-string, but to be allowed to wear those on a beach. Because they're the exact same thing. They're covering the same amount of what's going on down there.
Yeah.
And also, as a girl with a big bum, it's really hard to find a pair of those that doesn't look super slutty. Every pair of swimmer I try to find, it's like, oh, it's cheeky cut. And I'm like, great, I may as well just wear dental floss.
Yeah. Can I be honest? Can I give you fashion trend that I would like to see end?
Sure. Of course you can. Open space.
Activewear outside of a gym.
Oh, get lost. That's just a jab at me.
Little bit, but also whenever I go to like a coffee shop or something like that, it's always activewear, but then they have no intention of going near a gym.
But what's wrong with wearing activewear? Like, what is it that when you look at activewear
that's
offensive to you?
Because they're wearing that clearly as a statement. Like, look at me, flicks hair, I work out.
I do work out and I wear activewear.
Good for you, but wear it at the gym.
Yeah, but then maybe you've just finished at the gym and you go to go get coffee.
They do not look sweaty. They do not, like, if they were gone to the gym, they clearly did not work hard enough.
Maybe they were getting a pre-gym caffeine hit. Oh. You don't know. Don't judge.
Okay. 13, 12, 16. What fashion trend would you like to see end?
Yeah. What do you want banned in 2020 when it comes to fashion? Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. We do have that voucher for Bella Spazio up for grabs if you call through.
All right. What fashion trend do you want to see end, 13, 12, 16. Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia. Thanks to the Orange City Centre at 7:52.
And we're asking what fashion trend needs to be banned in 2020? Because there's a pub in Scotland that are taking a stand against hipster wear. They're saying no more drop crotch pants.
Yes.
No more rolled up jeans with your ankles exposed.
Yeah, with no visible socks.
No visible socks. It's very hipster, but I mean, there's plenty of them out there. I saw an article the other day saying that masseur sandals are coming back.
Really?
Those ones with the little things that poke up into your feet.
Oh, no.
That apparently they're on trend for young people to start wearing now.
What?
No, old person said that. No. They are banned in 2020. I'm putting a stand against that. We have people commenting on the Hit 105.9 Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. What have we got?
Said that man buns need to be banned in 2020.
Okay.
Also hair related, Britney said mullets need to be banned in 2020.
I thought they were outlawed in the 90s.
No, they've been making a resurgence. So yeah, Britney.
I remember a few months ago, like last year, we asked the question, are mullets still sexy? And a surprising amount of people did say it's still sexy.
Yeah, well, there's a mullet fest coming up. Britney obviously is not going to be attending that event.
Britney will not be there.
And Angie has said Ugg boots in public needs to be banned in 2020. 2020 because they're meant for the home.
I can see that. Yeah, absolutely. We've also got 13, 12, 16 lining up. Mick is on the line. Mick, do you have a fashion trend that you want to see banned in 2020?
Well, not so much that I've got a trend that needs to be banned, but Mike, come on. If girls want to wear, or women want to wear, tight clothing, let them go.
Well, the leggings, they do show kind of everything that's going on there, not going to lie, but...
Exactly right. Now, come on.
they're clearly just doing it as a statement.
They're proud of what they got, so let them show it.
No, we're proud of the fact that we have an active lifestyle and we want people
with
to
your
know
active
about it.
Lifestyle. Who cares? Good
no,
for
I'm,
you.
I'm sorry, Mick. We can't ban activewear in 2020. I will not allow that.
No, absolutely not.
Let's go to Julie on 13, 12, 16. Julie, what fashion trend do you want banned in 2020?
Socks and sliders.
Socks and sliders.
That is actually the worst, hey.
Yes.
Do you see that around Orange very much?
Yes, my kids do it.
Oh, so do you want to name and shame your kids?
I just hate it. It annoys me. It's under my skin.
What is it about that look? Why is it combining socks and a slide? Why does it seem to be so offensive to the eye?
I don't know. It just looks so unattractive. It's just, no.
Just straight up.
Julie really does not like this.
All right, wonderful. Well, slides and socks banned in 2020 moving forward. Thank you, Julie.
No worries.
And for calling in, Julie has scored herself that voucher to Bella Spazio. Don't forget you can spoil your partner this Valentine's Day with a gift voucher from Bella Spazio. Lots of people piling on about the activewear. Not
really
happy about this, guys.
Really?
Kalia said needs to be banned. Leggings as pants.
Okay.
We've also had Angie say activewear.
Yes.
We've also said Leanne say activewear worn outside the gym or home. Guys, this is just very pointed.
First of all, we all know that your gimmick is activewear. Wear.
It's not a gimmick. I am active. I wear active wear.
Cool. Wear it at the gym.
I do.
Cool. Then change out of it.
I do, but then I put on fresh active wear.
Why would you? Anyway.
It's comfortable.
If you want to keep venting, go to the Hit 105.9 Centralized Facebook page. Alpha
Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
Drive away happy at Orange Motor Group Honda. Hit 105.9.
Kimberly's on 13, 12, 16. Now, Kimberly, have you played this live on the air before?
No, never.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that's so exciting. Have you got any idea what you'd spend the cash on?
I'm going on a trip to Perth in a couple of weeks, so a bit of extra spending money for that would be lovely.
Oh, very nice. Plane trips to Perth are not cheap.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? I've always said that I think that plane trips domestically should be discounted because it costs the same amount to go to Perth as it does overseas, doesn't it, Kim?
Exactly. I can get to New Zealand so much cheaper.
Mm. Well, what are you going to Perth for?
I'm from Perth originally and one of my best friends is getting married.
Oh, that's cute. So exciting. Well, he's hoping we can hook you up with a bit of cash just to make the holiday extra special. The thing is, you do need to answer 10 questions in 30 seconds, all starting with which letter, Mike?
Your letter today is the letter F. F for Foxtrot. Now, your time will start at the end of the first question. Can't use the same answer twice. We do have to accept the first answer that you give. If you're unsure of a question, make sure you say pass, and we'll come back to it at the end if there's time. All right, Kimberly, are you ready for Alpha Bucks?
Ready as I'll ever be. Let's go.
Okay. Right. Well, starting with F, name a TV show.
Friends.
A mobile app.
Facebook.
A girl's name.
Francis.
A body part.
Foot.
A musical instrument.
Flute.
A piece of sports equipment.
Fencing sword.
A car brand.
Fiat.
A town in Australia.
Frankstown.
An R&B artist.
Fatty Fat Drop.
Something you find in the kitchen.
Fork.
That is
all right,
the
10 questions. Nice,
you got
done.
Through.
All right.
How do you feel?
Racing. My heart is absolutely racing.
Great run. Great run of questions.
We just need to double check some of your answers with you before we can determine whether or not you're working away with this big wad of cash.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So what was it that you said for a town in Australia again?
Frankston.
Oh, Frankston. Yes, of course.
Yep. All right, correct.
And
there.
What was it that you said for R&B artist?
Fetty Spatchoff.
Fetty.
Could you spell
it? Oh, Fetty, like Fetty Wap.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep, easy.
Okay,
and
all right. Well, there's
was there any
that
other
one.
A fencing sword. Is that what it's called, though? Do we...
I have no idea. It probably has a fancy name.
You know what? I just think that fencing equipment, it all sort of lines up. Yeah. So you know what, Kim?
You've won $500.
Are you kidding?
Not even $500 coming your way for your trip to Perth.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
I can't believe it.
I'm in a little bit of shock. She just did it so quick. But, yeah, that's $500 gone. And I have just Googled.
Yes, what have we got?
Fencing sword. Apparently, fencing sword is a piece of equipment. Yep. There's then three types of fencing swords underneath that.
Then done. Easy.
Which is an epi, a saber, and a foil.
Which still, fencing sword, that fits under the criteria.
That's correct. So that $500 is... going Kim's way.
Fantastic. Ooh. I love giving away cash.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And
Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Drive away happy at Orange Motor Group Honda. Hit 105.9.
Go! Kimberly's on 13, 12, 16. Now, Kimberly, have you played this live on the air before?
No, never.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that's so exciting. Have you got any idea what you'd spend the cash on?
I'm going on a trip to Perth in a couple of weeks, so a bit of extra spending money for that would be lovely.
Oh, very nice. Plane trips to Perth are not cheap.
I know, like, it's crazy, isn't it? I've always said that I think that plane trips domestically should be discounted because it costs the same amount to go to Perth as it does overseas, doesn't it, Kim?
Exactly. I can get to New Zealand so much cheaper.
Well, what are you going to Perth for?
I'm from Perth originally, and one of my best friends is getting married.
Oh, that's cute. So exciting. Well, yeah. He's hoping we can hook you up with a bit of cash just to make the holiday extra special. The thing is, you do need to answer 10 questions in 30 seconds, all starting with which letter, Mike?
Your letter today is the letter F. F for Foxtrot. Now, Your time will start at the end of the first question. Can't use the same answer twice. We do have to accept the first answer that you give. If you're unsure of a question, make sure you say pass, and we'll come back to it at the end if there's time. All right, Kimberly, are you ready for Alpha Bucks?
Ready as I'll ever be. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Well, starting with F, name a TV show.
Friends.
A mobile app.
Facebook.
A girl's name.
Francis.
A body part.
Foot.
A musical instrument.
Flute.
A piece of sports equipment.
Fencing sword.
A car brand.
Fiat.
A town in Australia.
Frankstown.
An R&B artist.
Steady fat drop.
Something you find in the kitchen.
Fork.
That is right, that's 10 questions.
Nice.
You got
done.
Through.
All right.
How do you feel?
Racing. My heart is absolutely racing.
Great run. Great run of questions.
We just need to double check some of your answers with you before we can determine whether or not you're working away with this big water cash.
Okay.
All right. So what was it that you said for town in Australia again?
Frankston.
Oh, Frankston. Yes, of course. Yep.
All right, correct.
And what was it that you said for R&B artist?
Fetty
Fat Drop. Fetty.
Could you spell
it? Oh, Fetty, like Fetty Wap.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep, easy.
Okay, all right. Well, there's any that other one.
A fencing sword. Is that what it's called, though?
I have no idea. It probably has a fancy name.
You know what? I just think that fencing equipment, it all sort of lines up. Yeah. So you know what, Kim?
You've won $500.
Are you kidding?
Not even $500 coming your way for your trip to Perth.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
I can't believe it.
I'm in a little bit of shock. She just did it so quick. But, yeah, that's $500 gone. And I have just Googled.
Yes, what have we got?
Fencing sword. Apparently, fencing sword is a piece of equipment. There's then three types of fencing swords underneath that.
Then done. Easy.
Which is an epi, a saber, and a foil.
Still, fencing sword, that fits under the criteria.
That's correct. So that $500 going Kim's way.
Fantastic. Woo! I love giving away cash.
Yay!
It's so good. Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia. Kimberly is definitely feeling good as hell after winning Alpha Bucks just moments ago, $500 in her pocket.
Mike, I think I may be making all of my F45 friends hate me.
Why does that not surprise me?
I know. They seem like they're like super nice. And
they seem like your people.
They are my people, which is why I'm so worried about isolating myself from them by something that I am doing.
Are you stealing from them?
No, why would you assume that I'm stealing from
people? I
don't
know. They need to find a reason to be mad at you. What is it?
Do you think that I'm a theft? I'm a thief?
You think you're a theft?
That is so far from what the kind of thing I would do. I don't even know the name for it. I don't steal things.
What are you doing then?
Okay, well, as a part of F45, you can get, like, this heart rate monitor, right?
Right.
And then when you're doing the class, it shows up on the class what your heart rate is, and you get points for how well you're working out, and then there's, like, a leaderboard through the class, right?
Oh, right, yep.
Which...
That's a cool idea.
Well, it is cool, right? It's very motivating because you look up and you go, oh, I've only got blah points. I'm obviously not working hard enough. Or you look at it and you go, oh, this person's just half a point in front of me. If I just push a touch harder, I'm going to get on top, you know? And I got one of these heart rate monitors as a gift from long-distance boyfriend Tom. And I didn't realise that it would be the downfall of my entire friendship group in F45.
So, again, what are you doing then?
I'm very competitive. You know this.
Oh, I know what you're doing.
I'm very competitive. So where some people might see one person being in front of them by half a point and just be a little bit motivated, I see the person at the top of the leaderboard as my direct competition. And the person that needs to go down.
Okay, right.
And there's been a few classes recently where I haven't been the top of the leaderboard. I'm not usually top of the leaderboard, I'll be honest.
Yeah, right.
But as a result of not coming first, it doesn't really sit well with me. So I then see the first person and I go, who's Sam? Where is he? Who's Sam? And this scared little person goes, I'm Sam. And I'm like, you, next time, it's on.
Whoa, okay, you need to calm down.
It's just like the endorphins and the excitement of the working out, and I just get really carried away with the competitiveness of it.
And then if you lose, how are you then taking it? Are you then going out to the parking lot and slashing their tires?
No, but they get a stern look. Like, you know, next time I'm coming for you.
That's terrifying.
I know, I don't mean to
leave them alone.
I don't mean to do it, but I'm very sorry for doing it. I won't stop. I can't stop. I don't have control over this.
So, and they're clearly reacting badly to this.
Yeah, it's not sitting well.
Mm.
It's not sitting well. Sam, for example, haven't seen him again in the class.
Are you scared? He's transferred.
Yeah, he's like, I'd rather drive all the way to Dubbo than come back to this class.
There's a crazy lady who's intimidating me mid-workout.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's not intimidating. It's just enthusing you to do better.
With threats.
I'm competitive. I've made no secret of this.
I've seen the look in your eye that says, I'm not joking, this is a threat. If that's what you're doing at F45, I fear for that class.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Terrifying.
3, 2, 1. Lights. Here we go. Camera. Stand by. Action.
Let's go to the movies with Shane A. Bassett.
Joining us online right now, our movie analyst Shane A. Bassett. And Shane, it is a big week this week. Margot Robbie just continues to appear in every movie under the sun, but this one is really big. Birds of Prey.
Oh, it sure is. I mean, Margot Robbie can do no wrong at the moment. She's got an Oscar nomination, which are the Academy Awards next week. And here we have pretty much one of the biggest movies of the year so far, Birds of Prey. And she not only stars in this as the cartoon, or well, should say comic book character, Harley Quinn, but she produces the movie as well.
Oh.
And it was a pretty wild trip. I only saw it last night, and I've got to say that expect the unexpected when you go and watch this one.
Well, this is sort of a spin-off from the Suicide Squad movie, which famously didn't go super duper well. But we're hearing some good things about Birds of Prey. Would you agree with that?
You're right. You know, I thought Suicide Squad was fairly average. I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it either. This one is a spin-off. It doesn't really get mentioned, though. The Joker gets mentioned a lot because, of course, in Suicide Squad, she was the Joker's girlfriend. But they've broken up. That's basically the basis of this story. And you've got Harley Quinn. She joins superheroes, you could call them, Black Canary, Huntress, Renee Montoya. Those names might not mean a lot, but unless you're a comic book fan, you'll know who exactly who they are. Mm-hmm. And they just get together and run around Gotham causing mayhem. There is a slight story of a diamond that they have to get and an orphan child that teams up with the girls. But basically, to me, this is just a collection of action scenes strung together in some pretty wild editing.
I've heard that the cinematography of it is really actually exciting with all the colours. And what did you take from that?
Yeah, there's a lot of... it's like a comic book come to life. So that's where the colours and the cinematography comes in. The characters are all over the top. Margot as Harley is front and centre, but you've got people like Ewan McGregor. He's the main villain in this. He's really, really quite good, but vicious and brutal. Takes no prisoners, this guy. It's not... How can I put it? It's going to be MA. It's rated MA. So it's not really what you're going to take your kids to. It's over-the-top violent. There's a lot of blood and gore in it and lots of swearing. I was quite surprised.
Mm. All right. Well, very important now. The Bugs of Popcorn rating system out of 5. How many will you be giving Birds of Prey?
Well, I think if you love superhero movies and comedies, Margot is very funny in this. That's going to help. But myself, I saw some problems with it, but you know what? I had a good time watching it still. I'm going to give it 2.5 out of 5 popcorns.
Oh, okay. Well, if that sounds good to you, you can check it out at Odeon 5 Cinemas. But if you are thinking maybe something a little bit younger might be appropriate to take the kids to check out, no need to go to the movie. Shanae's hooked us up with some Blu-rays for Maleficent 2. If you call through 13 12 16, you could be walking away with one to watch with the kids.
Well, movie analyst Shane A. Bassett, thank you so much for giving us your insights as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All the best. And thanks to Walt Disney Pictures for the Blu-rays too.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.